Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
With NFL playoffs already underway and the NBA season in full swing, BetOnline has you covered with all the up-to-the-second odds, news, and scores. With additional odds, lines, trends, and info on desktop and mobile, you can access the world's best wagering information anytime. Head there today to get into the action and see all the updated odds. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Remember, that's BLEAV. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Believe in Lions podcast. That's BLEAV right here on the Believe Network. I'm your host, as always, at Javanaugh87, Jack Cavanaugh, just here to catch you up on some things going on for the offseason for the Detroit Lions. And there's not a lot to talk about here. We do have some inside nuggets, and we do have some small conversations here about Jared Goff in the local media, but isn't it nice that there's not all of this rumor behind what the Detroit Lions are going to do? The Lions picking so late in the draft, coming off such a successful season, and having Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell as the guys running things. There aren't a whole lot of leaks coming out. It's basically all either things are actually happening with the Detroit Lions, and we'll be talking about who's been visiting the Detroit Lions, but those are just objective things that are happening ahead of the draft. And there was the Cam Sutton situation that was quickly dealt with by the Detroit Lions. The Lions make a correct decision to move on, and that's it. That was action happened, action taken, and that's it. It's done. There's not a whole lot of rumors or behind-the-scenes chatter with the Detroit Lions right now, and so we are left with not a whole lot to talk about in a good way, because you don't want your organization having all of these leaks. You don't want all of these rumors coming out. You don't want teams to know what you are planning ahead of time. And so right now, the big story is such a small story. It is Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions media negativity that surrounds the team, surrounds the franchise. And Goff does preface this with, "I'm hopefully going to be a Detroit Lion for a long time. But I have this thing with our local media where like they almost like relish in negativity at times. And maybe that's what gets clicks and that's what sells, but it's no longer what they need to live in." And honestly, I couldn't agree more with Jared Goff. Now, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of fantastic outlets. There is so many great people in the Detroit media, at The Athletic, at Pride of Detroit, Mike Payton over at A to Z. There are so many great people and great advocates of the Detroit Lions in Detroit media. But then there are just some talk shows. There are some outlets out there, and we're not going to pick fights. We're not going to name names, but there are a lot of people that haven't adapted to who the new Detroit Lions are. They're stuck in the past. They're stuck in the negativity. They're waiting for the bottom to fall out. And they live in the same old Lions mentality. And I will say, I honestly do think that there is more positive media in Detroit surrounding the Lions. There are more positive outlets, positive writers, positive broadcasters than negative ones. But those negative voices just get amplified and the negativity is loud. And there is still too much of it in the Detroit Lions fan base, in the Detroit Lions media coverage. And a large part of that is the rise of the Detroit Lions has happened so quickly. A lot of people haven't learned how to win as fans, as media members yet. Like I said, everyone's waiting for the bottom to fall out, for things to go south. And then they can point and say, see, you didn't fool me this time. I knew this was coming. But that's no way to live as media members, as fans. And it's time to embrace the new Detroit Lions. And I think we are well on our way to that, where we can just be happy with the moves that the team is making. We can be happy with the things that are happening behind the scenes. And right now, what is there to complain about as a Detroit Lions fan? But we even saw during the season, right? The Lions were 9-4. And I will never forget Lions being 9-4 and the negativity surrounding Aiden Hutchinson, because he had a quiet stretch without sacks at that point. And this was more fan chatter, a little bit from the media, but mostly fan chatter. And people complaining that the Lions are overrated and Aiden Hutchinson's overrated and they're not going to win real games. And they're 9-4 at the time. And it did die out during the playoff run. It was all sunshine and roses for the playoff run. Everyone was loving life. Of course they were. But then it immediately starts. As soon as the loss to the 49ers happens, there is just back to that well. It's the second guessing. It's the anger. It's the frustration. And I totally get it. But it's just, a lot of people get stuck in that same old Lions mentality, and that's not where we are anymore, and that is not who we are as a podcast. That's why you listen to the Believe in Lions podcast, to hear a lot of belief in the Detroit Lions, but also just an accurate representation of the Detroit Lions. So this is no shade to Jared Goff. I totally understand where he is coming from, why he said it, but I think we are headed in a new direction. But Jared Goff also admits that getting traded to the Detroit Lions was the greatest thing that ever happened to him for his career and his development as a human. And like we mentioned earlier, Jared Goff plans to be with the Detroit Lions for a long time. Despite any negativity in the media, Jared Goff is going to be here for a long time. And we can all expect a contract extension for Jared Goff in the very near future. Will it happen before the draft? I kind of expected it to, and I still do expect it to happen before the draft. At the very least, I do expect it to happen before training camp. We will keep our eyes peeled on that. But what's the Jared Goff contract going to look like? Well, it's going to be a lot. No matter how you slice it, it is going to be a lot. The starting point is Kirk Cousins, $45 million a year, coming off the torn Achilles. Kirk Cousins, Patrick Mahomes, both making $45 million a year. Making less than that is Josh Allen at $43 million a year. But then there's Daniel Jones at $40 million a year. Dak Prescott making $40 and Matt, who's going to get a new contract in very short order. And Matthew Stafford also making $40 million. Jared Goff going to be getting more than Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins coming off a torn Achilles. So $45 million is the floor. But then you look at it. Deshaun Watson making $46 million a year. We've got Kyler Murray making $46 million a year. Jared Goff, no matter how you slice it, deserves to be making more per year than Kyler Murray and Deshaun Watson. What we've seen from Jared Goff over the last couple years, what we saw during the playoff run for the Detroit Lions, and the fact that it's his contract is up. He's going to be making more than $46 million a year. So then we get into the $50 million a year, and that's where we could see the ceiling. Because Jalen Hurts making $51 million a year. Is Jared Goff going to make more than Jalen Hurts? Debatable. Is Jared Goff going to make more than Lamar Jackson at $52 million a year? The two-time MVP Lamar Jackson? Probably not. No MVPs for Jared Goff. Very successful year, but $52 million? No MVPs? Lamar Jackson? I don't know if Jared Goff is going to top that. We also have Joe Burrow at $55 million and Justin Herbert at $52.5 million now. If Jared Goff does win the Super Bowl with the Detroit Lions, he probably does end up topping Lamar Jackson's $52 million per year. But as it stands, I'm expecting to see Jared Goff coming in four-year, $200 million contract, $50 million per year. And I think that's just what we have to accept as Detroit Lions fans at this point. That is what Jared Goff is going to be making, and he's going to be here for a long, long time, despite the negativity in the media. But Jared Goff will be returning with a new look.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Detroit Lions will be getting new uniforms. As we all know, those will be debuting before the draft, which makes sense. And there's not that many people actually at the draft. There's only 13 prospects at the draft. So only 13 players that the Lions could draft. And we see that Honolulu Blue, if they keep the Honolulu Blue, I imagine they will. But we'll only see potentially 13 players that could end up with the Detroit Lions that we'll actually see on stage. Now, they do give the prospects those jerseys to take pictures with after the fact, but we might not see those brand new uniforms on stage for the Detroit Lions. We will keep our eyes peeled on that with only 13 players attending the NFL draft. But either way, new uniforms coming out for the Detroit Lions ahead of the NFL draft. We're going to have, hopefully, no longer have those gray uniforms. Just, they're not it. The grays are not it. Move on and go back potentially to the black jerseys that they had when Dan Campbell used to play for the Detroit Lions, which make things interesting because could the Lions be getting a new helmet as well? The Lions added the blue helmet this season, and now the NFL has opened it up to a third helmet that you can have as a team. So could the Lions have a black helmet to match the new black jerseys, or could they go for a 90s throwback look with the silver bubble helmets that they wore with Barry Sanders, that they wore last time they made the playoffs? It's going to be interesting. I cannot wait to see the debut of the new Detroit Lions uniforms. It is going to be magnificent, and we only have to wait until only less than 2 weeks at this point. I think it's the 18th. Either way, we will have the Detroit Lions jerseys updated in short order. Who is going to be wearing those jerseys, though? Who is going to be? And my cat just will not stop here today. That's enough of that. Anyways, who is going to be wearing a jersey of the Detroit Lions? Who's going to be wearing that Honolulu blue? At this point, it seems inevitable that it will be a cornerback. What round that cornerback is taken remains to be determined, but the Lions have had seven cornerbacks in for their 30 visits. Now, people will call these top 30 visits. That's a misnomer. It's not top 30. It's not your top 30 players. You just get 30 visits. So they're 30 visits, not top 30 visits, but they are having some of the top cornerbacks there. The Detroit Lions did meet with Terrion Arnold, the Alabama cornerback, expected to go early in the first round, could go anywhere from 10th overall, potentially even 8th overall, to the 20s. It sounds as though the Detroit Lions to land Terrion Arnold would have to trade up, but we've seen Brad Holmes move up in the draft for an Alabama prospect before. Could that be the case once again? The Detroit Lions have also met with Kool-Aid McKinstry. He was one of those seven visits. Kool-Aid McKinstry, the other Alabama cornerback who has visited the Detroit Lions. And Brad Holmes was at the pro day for the Crimson Tide as well. And it wasn't just these two. Like we said, seven cornerbacks in for pre-draft visits. We also saw Enos Rakestraw, who's a first, second-round prospect, mostly a slot cornerback, but can play outside as well. Then we get into the day two picks, Auburn's Nehemiah Pritchett, Kentucky's Andrew Phillips, Wake Forest's Kalen Carson, and the Toronto Argonauts, Quantez Stiggers, former CFL player who left high school, or who I can't remember the actual story that was here, but basically he wasn't eligible for the NFL draft. He was eligible for the CFL draft, goes to play in the CFL for a year. Now he can enter the NFL draft. So we'll see how that all shakes out, but seven cornerbacks already visiting, including a couple of the top guys. And that's not even counting the local day. So the Lions had an additional four cornerbacks in for what are considered local days. So this doesn't count towards your 30s visits because these are all local prospects, players that live close enough to the facility. And we saw Mike Sanristil, the cornerback from the Michigan Wolverines, slot cornerback primarily, not so much suited for the outside, but that's an eighth high-end cornerback that we have seen visiting the Detroit Lions before the draft. We also got Kalen Gervin from Kansas, Chris McDonald from Toledo, and Josh DeBerry from Texas A&M. So all told, that's 11 cornerbacks visiting the Detroit Lions ahead of the draft. It feels like all but a lock that the Lions will be taking cornerback in the first three rounds of the NFL draft. The second most visited position is defensive tackle, and we've only seen two DTs visit the Detroit Lions, Michael Hall from Ohio State and Christian Boyd from Northern Iowa. Also, Sione Vaki from Utah visited the Detroit Lions as well. Now, with the local days, we did see Darius Robinson, the Missouri edge defender, visit the Detroit Lions. They spent a lot of time with him at the Senior Bowl, and Roman Wilson, the wide receiver from Michigan, visit as well. And the Lions, we've seen historically outside of the first round. In the first round, it doesn't necessarily have to be guys that visited the Detroit Lions. No one expected Jahmyr Gibbs to join the Lions. Obviously, Aiden Hutchinson visited, but he was one of those local guys. Once again, he didn't count as a 30s visit. Jameson Williams, another surprise for the Detroit Lions. So outside of the first round, though, the Lions often draft these players that they bring in for visits. The Lions are pretty clear with their intentions sometimes, so it won't be surprised to see any of these names that I've listed drafted by the Detroit Lions. But the beautiful thing is they can go best player available. While it does seem, based on their pre-draft visits, that the Lions are locked in on taking a cornerback at some point, it doesn't have to be in the first round. It can be the second round. It can be the third round. Could even be day three with some of the talent that we have in this draft. But I do expect the Lions to take a cornerback early. And I would also be thrilled if the Lions used the depth of this class at the wide receiver position and at the offensive line position to invest. The draft is so loaded and it is deep and top heavy that I would love to see on day one or day two, the Lions take a wide receiver and an offensive lineman. So the beauty is if value falls to the Detroit Lions, they can just take whoever. If an edge defender falls because of this run on offensive lineman, because everyone needs offensive tackle, then hey, we can get a steal in the first round. But I would also just love to see with the Lions' first three picks go wide receiver, O-line, and cornerback in any order that you choose, just because those are such strong positions in this draft class, and they will always be positions of need. You can never have too many offensive linemen. You can never have too many cornerbacks. You can never have too many playmakers on the offense. So if the Lions in the first round, Brian Thomas is somehow still there, if the Lions trade up for Brian Thomas, just beautiful. Chef's kiss. Love it. If in the second round, they go ahead and take Xavier Leggett. Love it. Big X receiver on the outside, can play second fiddle to Donovan Peoples-Jones early in his career at X receiver, learn the position before eventually taking over. Love it. Thrilled with that. If the Lions in the first round want to go Jackson Powers Johnson, the center slash guard from Oregon, or Graham Barton or any from Duke, or any of these other very talented interior offensive linemen, great. Love it. At some point, Kevin Zeitler and Graham Glasgow, both in their 30s, they're both going to move on from the Lions. So you add depth there. Can't have too many offensive linemen. So this is a great draft for the Detroit Lions and a great position to be in. They don't need any starters. You can absolutely upgrade some starters. If you want to go and add a third wide receiver to pass Donovan Peoples-Jones, fine by me. If you want to add a second edge to be ahead of Marcus Davenport, Josh Pascal, John Kaminsky, and James Houston, fine by me, though I do like that rotation that we've got there. But that's it. For the starters, then we're looking at depth. Maybe cornerback, if you want a starter ahead of Amik Robertson, great. But I think Amik Robertson's also going to compete with whoever you bring in. I think he views himself as a starter. I think the Lions view him as a starter. And I think there was potential that he could have competed with Cam Sutton anyways, had that not worked out the way that it did. So the Lions don't have any needs at starter. They can truly just go best position available, best player available. And based on how this draft is looking, I think it's going to be wide receiver, offensive line, and cornerback. Top three picks for the Detroit Lions. Let us know what you think. And until we get back together sometime in the near future, until there is some sort of news for the Detroit Lions, we will see you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.